You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, everyone. This is Boss Lady in the building.
Hello, everyone. And this is Fancy Nancy in the building.
Otherwise known as Curvy Cuties. This is our very first podcast. We are very excited to start sharing different things with you guys. So we're just going to take the time out to introduce each other and ourselves, rather, and then we'll get to our chit chat like we do all the time.
All the time.
So again, my name is Boss Lady, and I still have a blog that I created last year and kind of fell by the wayside. I stopped, pretty much stopped blogging. My interests kind of dwindled down. So I kind of got bit by the bug talking with my husband about podcasting because he wants to do it. He's in radio. He's going to start doing it. Then me and Nancy got to talking about it because we both like fashion. We both like social media, hot topics.
Food.
We love food.
People, and places and things.
Drinks. We like everything. Yes. So we decided we would come in and do a podcast and share with you guys our likes and our dislikes. We will share a lot of that too. So yeah.
Yes. And we also look forward to having some, you know, more interesting conversations. We're gonna have some guests coming soon, so you guys gonna have to stay tuned, but we're excited. So basically, we chose the name Curvy Cuties, you know, because we're curvy and we're confident.
And we're cute.
We're cute.
Doggone it.
And Toya told y'all, you know, how she got started. And basically, I love actually speaking in front of people. A lot of people don't know that, but I do. I used to do it at work. And then a lady told me one day, you know, you need your own talk show. I'm like, what? And she was like, yeah, you have that presence. So then Toya brought it to my attention about doing a podcast. And I was like, hey, why not? It sounds fun. Let's do it. You know, it's available. So let's have fun with it. So that's why we're here. And we're about to have a lot of fun.
And what's funny, Fancy Nancy, she likes talking in front of people. And me, I don't.
You wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't. You really wouldn't know that. But I don't like talking in front of people. You would think if you know me, you would think I like being the center of attention. And I really don't. I would rather sit around and listen to everybody else. And then I'll throw my two cents in and... But yeah, so
and she throws it in, y'all.
Yes, I throw it in a lot and some shade. I like being shady sometimes. that's a Virgo thing. That's another thing. We Virgo sisters too.
That's right.
Virgo sisters, and I have to mention Cass Tech.
CT93
in the building, ladies, yes, and gentlemen. So I hope that does not deter you from listening to us because you either went to CAS or you didn't. So, you know, one of the two categories. So sorry, we did go to CAS.
And the thing is, we always got to give shout out and much love to CAS Tech. We loved our high school and, you know, we represent all the time. So no offense to anybody, but we just have to give a shout out. It was a great high school. We got some great memories.
Great memories, great friendships.
Great people, great friendships. So we will always shout out CT.
Yes. Maybe do it every show. I don't know. It depends on how we feel, you know. We might. So we're going to start this show, talk about on the first show, maybe just the things that we like to do, things that we know that's going on around the city and different events that we've been to and things that we've noticed and seen. So, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, Fancy Nancy and I, we volunteered at the Little Black Dress event, which was in at the Townsend in Birmingham. It was cool. It was very nice. It was a nice event. I hate to say it, but I am glad that we didn't have to pay for it. I'm glad we volunteered because I think I would have been very disappointed had I paid for it for a few reasons. So, Little Black Dress event had wine and little finger foods. We never saw food. The food was gone. And then, okay, I'm sorry. I drink wine. I'm not saying I'm a big wine connoisseur, but I like my certain kind of wines, and they had nasty wines. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I could put it. The wine wasn't good. So I was glad I did not pay to attend. I did not pay to, you know, I didn't have to buy anything new because we already had, you know, outfits or whatever. But speaking of outfits, we saw a lot of fashion. What is it called? Fashion faux pas? Or
yes,
that's what it's called.
And basically, you know, we went to the little black dress event, and you know, we've been to other events too. But when we were there, you know, not only did, like Toya said, we volunteered and had the opportunity to be there, but basically, we did look at the fashion. So we determined, hey, well, what's hot and what's not? And we kind of wanted to talk about that today. You know, what's proper to wear to a black tie or, you know, an event like the little black dress soiree? Yes, it says little black dress, but you can, you know, wear different colors too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want to just talk about that because it's so important, you know, in this day and age
to
and when you're going out to know how to dress. And mm-hmm. everybody has their own style. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, I might wear something, you know, a little bit different than, you know, boss lady over here wears it. But the thing is,
because I love my sequins, y'all.
Yeah, she does. But the thing is to always, you know, kind of own up to what your style is. So we're not trying to diss anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just like when you go anywhere, it's like basically, OK, what's hot and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I want to say as far as the little black dress event that we went to, there were some really hot little black dresses.
Yes, there were.
Beautiful, you know, silhouettes,
mm-hmm.
Long ones, short ones.
Short ones.
Short ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely there. One thing that was not to do is not to make sure that you have on the proper undergarments.
Oh, my goodness.
At the little black dress. So
we on a daily basis, how about that?
Yeah, but we want to make sure, especially, you know, when we are dressing up, and we're curvy cuties, so we know, you know, we got to put on. I know I got to put on my proper undergarments, but just to make sure you kind of like, you know, look presentable, because just because it's in your size doesn't mean it's gonna fit right
or that it's gonna look right.
Exactly,
especially without the proper undergarments. You need to make sure things are nipped and tucked and sucked in the right way before you put it on. Another thing I noticed, because I kept pointing out to Nancy, I have a shoe thing. Nancy does too, but I think my shoe, I stalk people's feet.
It's a little bit elevated.
Yeah.
More elevated than mine.
I was like, hey, she got on red bottoms. Those are red bottoms. Those are pretty. Those are. So I have a shoe thing. And
let me just say, Toya spotted the red bottom before, like, I think she spotted the red bottom even before the person. You could see the red bottom. It's like she was like, those are red bottoms. And I'm like, well, I don't even see the red yet.
Yeah. So there were some very nice shoes. There was some nice money in the building.
Yeah, it
was some nice money in the building.
Good money.
Yes, it really was. So it felt good to, you know, rub elbows with some of them. Maybe that money will rub off on mm-hmm. us or whatever. But I noticed the shoes again. Go back to the shoes, and we saw some very nice shoes. We saw some very high heels. We saw some, you know, moderate size heels, whatever. Like I said, I saw a lot of red bottoms. But we also saw some shoes that probably should not have been worn to that event or any other type of dressy event. I have a thing about worn out shoes. If your shoes are, if they're tilted to the side when you stand in there, they look like they're
Gonna fall over.
Yeah, like you're gonna fall over. You probably shouldn't wear those anymore. You probably should replace them and buy new shoes.
And one thing I do want to say too in that aspect, because I would like to be comfortable. I would prefer a comfortable shoe. But you know, there are comfortable sexy shoes. We can wear platforms. Platforms are very, very comfortable when it comes to, you know, an evening out, dressing it up. You can have platform heels. And always, ladies, bring your flats.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many different kind of flats now. There are the flats that you can ball up and pull in your purse.
Mm-hmm.
So there are options.
Because
so,
I had my flats on
before
I put my high heels on. I know my limitations with these 43-year-old feet.
Yeah.
So I had my flats with me. I actually wore them in, and then I put my heels on when we got ready to party, I guess you can say. I guess that's what we did. That was another thing. The music. The music sucked. So as we were volunteering, we were at the door and people were coming in. And let me before I finish, we are no way bashing this event. Like I said, it was a nice event.
I've been to better ones, though. Yeah,
yes. And I think they probably need to add some color to the getting it together.
Yeah.
They need to add some color.
It could have been better. I was expecting better considering it was at the Townsend Hotel.
Right, and how much the tickets were.
And how much the tickets were. Thank God we volunteered. Mm-hmm. And also that, like I said, I mean, it's money. Everywhere you go is movers and shakers. But here, this one had some movers and shakers. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was just expecting more, especially based on other events that, you know, we've been to.
Right. Yeah, like the Bravo. Mm-hmm. That was nice. But okay, I digress. So back to the music. So we're standing at the door giving people their wristbands, and there's a guy in there singing. It sounded like he was hopefully you guys have seen the Wedding Singer movie. I felt like he was a wedding singer. He was singing fast songs, slow. I said, I'm getting ready to either go to sleep or I'm going to start crying because the music was just horrible.
It was.
And I don't think a DJ came out until about 10:30.
Yeah.
And then he was dooch, dooch, dooch. You know, he was...
He wasn't that live.
Yeah, I felt like I was at a rave at that point. So, you know, it was, like I said, it was a good experience. I would go back if I volunteered and didn't have to pay.
Or somebody, yeah. I was going to say, or somebody else paid.
I wouldn't pay for that. But I would suggest, if you have not been to that event or even Bravo, it's good to go to one of those events at least once. Like the Chucks and Tucks party, I've never been. I said I was going to go once. I didn't go this year because I'm not a big fan of the location that it was at. I won't say the name of that location, but I'm not a big fan of that location. And I want to go to the charity preview party for the auto show.
Yes.
But I think I have to sell my firstborn for the ticket for that. But, you know, hey, I might be willing to do that. You know, I don't know. So I would suggest going to some, you know, one of those events at least once.
Exactly.
You know, you only live once. Why not? So, okay. You have anything else, Fancy Nancy, on the... dress attire?
Well, I do want to say also, you know, we always touch on, I think, more so women's dress. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, just making sure we have the proper undergarments, making sure we bring, you know, the flats. You know, especially in this day and age, too, we always, you know, get the makeup done, the hair done. So that was on point. I do want to also say to the men, it was some nice looking, nicely dressed men. And I don't think it takes that much to put on, you know, a jacket or a suit coat, especially for those types of events. You know, basically, a lot of the men all were dressed really, really nice. Some you were like, okay, you know, to each their own. But men, you know, has a lot of choices, too, you know, with the color and the cut and the style and even putting on an accessory, a watch, can make such a big difference.
Oh, yeah. A nice watch
because
makes a big difference.
You know, we were volunteering and we got the opportunity to put the wristbands on. Mm-hmm. And we saw some nice watches, y'all.
Very nice watches.
Some nice watches.
Yes.
Some nice smiles. So just want to give, you know, men, keep doing your thing. Keep making sure y'all, you know, come with it, too. Because it's some nice things out here for our men. So we didn't forget the men.
Right. But, you know, us women, it takes more effort, I would guess, for us. Guys can easily put on a suit and be like, I'm ready. You know, we have to make sure the hair done, the makeup, and, you know, the shoes is the right black. Because, you know, a different color black. See, me and y'all might not know nothing about that. It's different color blacks. You might not have the right black with that dress. Mm-hmm. You might have got, you know, might have to find another black shoe or whatever the case is. We have to put in a lot of effort versus what you guys have to do. So. Yeah, but that's it about that, the little black dress event and how to dress. I'm sure as time goes on, we'll be talking, especially when summer approaches again. We'll have a lot to say about proper attire and undergarments, especially in the summertime. Because, you know, we are curvy cuties. Now, we're not any slobs or anything like that, but we're curvy cuties and we like to keep it together. We like to look nice when we're out in the streets. And we have noticed, I know I have, especially at my workplace, that, and I'm sorry, millennials, I got to put y'all out there. You guys don't care. You guys don't care. I don't know if you all know what proper undergarments are? Because I've seen a lot of jiggly bellies that are not contained. It's like, you know, and I'm embrace your body. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to wear a bodycon dress, at least, you know, try to shape it up. You know, I've seen some things.
Yes. And just, you know, keep in mind, too, it's always, you know, about being confident in you. But, you know, it's the way you carry yourself, too.
Yes. And most definitely
carry yourself with some class, carry yourself with some grace. I mean, be you again, but just make sure, you know, you're bringing it classy. And I'm all about classy. I know Toya, mm-hmm. boss lady, is all about classy, too. So just think about that.
I'm a little hood, though, y'all. I'm from the East Side.
She a little, you know, she going to come with one perspective. Boss lady, Fancy Nancy going to come with another. But, you know, that's what make it live. That's what make it cool, because we can bring different perspectives from and comes together as one.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's see. What else? We said we like to talk about. We like to eat. We like to eat.
Sometimes too much, y'all.
Yeah, and we like to drink. So
sometimes too much.
Yeah, yeah. So there are a lot of new spots popping up around the city and outside of the city, to be honest, that we've either been to or we want to go to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I told Nancy about Empire on Woodward down on Woodward and Erskine. Mm-hmm. And we actually went a few weeks ago. Fancy Nancy, I, and our good girlfriend, Nikki.
Nikki C.
We went to Empire, and their food is the bomb.
And let me say this. Is I've had a lot of turkey burgers around the city. You know, a lot of people eat turkey now. Got to make sure you season it up good. But I think this was the best turkey burger I have ever had. It had actually had, like, apples in it, like Granny Smith apples.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
That was one of the ingredients, but it was so tender.
Hmm.
It was so good.
Was it juicy?
It was juicy, but the texture of it was even different. It wasn't like a typical burger.
Okay.
But yes, definitely do Empire.
Mm-hmm. Those potatoes.
Oh my God. The potatoes, like, we would talk about food, right?
Right.
Hey, but they had these crispy potatoes. I think I got fries, but Toya got the crispy potatoes, and I was over at her plate.
Yeah, those potatoes were great.
Yeah. But definitely check out Empire. And that whole strip, because that's right down on Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
There was even, like, a sugar shop.
Yep, for the love of sugar. I took them there, too. They sell macarons, cookies, cakes, brownies. And we told y'all we curvy cuties. We like sweets. We like to eat, y'all. But for the love of sugar,
It was good. And it's good to see Detroit, you know, really popping down there.
Yeah,
and
it is.
With all of the stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go down a little bit further from Empire, it's a place called Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of
about a block or two over. It's like a taco place. Mexican place.
Mm-hmm. And I actually had the opportunity to visit it Cinco de Mayo. We did the breast cancer walk. And then we went. So that was pretty good. And then they opened it up. So, you know, we were like kind of outside, inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice spot. Well, I'm going back to Empire on the 14th with my people from work. They were kind of leery when they saw the menu. I said, you guys, I wouldn't take you anywhere that's not good. Mm-hmm. So we're going on the 14th. Just want to say, and I don't know if you'll hear it, but shout out to Brian at Empire. He's actually opening up early for my team so we can come and eat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's opening up early on the 14th so we can have the team lunch.
Well, I'm a part of the team that day.
Girl. We'll be there at 3. another place that just opened a few weeks ago. I have not been yet, but I am going to go. I stalk their Instagram page. La Culture Cafe.
I actually tried to make reservations for tomorrow because my brother is in town from Dallas, and my mom wants to take us out. So, but they're booked. They're booked till like Tuesday or Wednesday this week.
Wow, because hubby and I was out last Saturday, and I said, "Oh, let's go there." And I called, and they were like, "We don't have a reservation until 10:00." I'm not waiting at 10:00 to eat, so we didn't go. So we're gonna try to go maybe while we're off for the holiday or something. I don't know, but yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about them and their food that they post on Instagram.
Yeah, it's good. And I actually checked out the menu, too, and the prices are fairly decent.
They are.
And I believe now that he is getting a bar. They weren't serving drinks before, but I saw a post on Instagram, so shout out to Drewski.
Okay.
For opening the La Culture Cafe, because it looks delicious.
Yes, and it does.
The Curvy Cuties are coming. I hope you're listening, Drewski.
Yes, we are.
We're going to bring you in here, too, to talk about the La Culture Cafe.
Yeah. So, and that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. We are, as we go along, we will have guests with us. You just won't hear Fancy Nancy and I talking all the time. We're going to have guests in here when we talk about the different topics or subjects. We have already have a list of things that we want to chat about, and we have people that we want to invite on here. So be on the lookout for that, because I'm sure when we have the guests in here, it's just going to be pure foolery in here.
We already got a couple people we talked about having.
Yes.
A couple of opposite sex people.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we got their names already picked out. So y'all watch out, because when we contact y'all, y'all better be ready to go.
Be ready.
And roll with it.
We got the topic already, and we had the perfect two to join us. So more on that later. But let me see. What else?
Back to the look. Hot spot.
Sorry, yeah, but let's talk about
I'm getting hungry.
I know I'm hungry. We're going to have drinks when we leave here.
I'm about to drink this water.
Because she already had two shots of Cheetos, but
don't
I ain't telling
my secrets, girl. I'm sorry. That was for, you know, to make sure I was right on the mic.
I didn't have anything, you guys, because I didn't eat. And if I would have had a drink, I probably would be saying all kinds of crazy things.
Look, she already do, so I don't make a difference.
I'm being nice today. It's the first one, so I have to, you know, be a little more on the tame side.
And let me just say this, guys. We appreciate feedback. You know, this is our first one. We're getting it started. You know, we're getting a feel for it, but give us feedback. Give us constructive criticism.
Not all negativity.
Right. You know, let us know what you want to hear, what you want to see, what you want to do. If you want to be a guest, just, you know, let us know, because we're open to it, and we want to make sure you guys enjoy Curvy Cuties and have a good time.
Yep. Which, let us know what you want us to talk about, you know, what topics you would like for us to talk about or whatever. We could talk about serious things, you know, silly things. Like I said, we love reality TV. I'm sorry. That's our guilty pleasure.
Especially Toya.
Oh, my God. No, well, you know what? Nope. I only watch the one Love and... No, I watch two Love and Hip Hop. I watch New York and Atlanta. The other ones, I don't fool with them. But I love...
I like House Hunters. That's my reality.
Oh, yeah. I like House Hunters.
I do like some of the
shows. You like Housewives of Atlanta?
Occasionally.
Yeah, see, that. But that's the only Housewives I watch. I don't watch Married to Medicine.
I
don't watch none of that, but I do like HGTV. Hubby always talk about me and watching HGTV and the Food Network. I love Chopped. Oh, I love Chopped.
I like the little bacon championships, like the holiday bacon champ. I do the Thanksgiving. I be all like, oh, that'd be crazy. Some good recipes.
Yeah, so, you know.
And it was a Cutie Pie brother that just won a Thanksgiving one. I'm just being real, y'all. He was bringing it. It was a young brother. Okay, let me get some more water.
That's those two shots of Tito's talking.
Sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so back to what was we talking about? Hot spots.
We were talking about food, girl. Food.
Detroit hot spots around the city.
Have you guys been to Beacon Park? Now, I know, you know, it's right there where in the vicinity of where I work at. So Beacon Park, I see it every day for the most part. But Beacon Park have very nice things going on, and it normally they're free. Like last Saturday they had a silent party, and then they're having another one next Saturday, I believe it is.
I think it's free. An ugly sweater one.
Yeah, it's an ugly sweater. Mm-hmm. Yep, silent party. So I don't know if you guys have ever been to a silent party. I know when I tell people about silent parties, I think that's dumb. You're in a party with headphones on. I went to one and I absolutely enjoyed it. So let me tell you how it works. And Nancy has been to one too.
I got a different perspective, but for a certain reason. But go ahead.
Okay. So they give you a pair of headphones. You have to give them your ID, first of all, because these headphones they give you, they say they cost about $400 or $500. So you have to give them your ID. They give you these headphones, and there's three channels on these headphones. And they're different colors. I think it's like red, blue, and green or something like that. And the color of the channel correlates or corresponds to the DJ. So it's three DJs. So they're all playing different music. So at any time, you can listen to any one of the three DJs at any time. So me and Nancy can be listening to two different DJs, but I could see her getting all wild, and then I could turn the channel and listen to
which,
by the color on her headphones, and I could turn and listen to the same thing, and I can get wild as well. So it's cool. And then you can also talk to the people that you're with because you have these headphones on, so it's not a lot of noise. It's not a lot of, you know, people trying to yell to talk to each other. So you can actually take the headphones off and have normal conversation. So I really enjoy silent parties. And I think there's actually one tonight at TV, if I'm not mistaken, at TV Lounge. I love TV. But I think there's one tonight as well. So I think everyone should at least try a silent party at least one time. So what's your perspective, Nancy?
Well, I don't get me wrong. I like silent parties. The only thing with the silent party that I went to, it was just the crowd. It was a different crowd. It was a younger crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I had an issue. I mean, I'm 43, so not to say I can't party with the young people.
I wouldn't go to a trap one because I think my nerves would be bad.
So it was cool and the music was cool, but I just wasn't feeling, you know, the location, you know, to each their own. But I will definitely, you know, give another one a shot.
Yeah.
At a different location because I did enjoy it. And I like that you can, you know, turn to three different stations. And basically, you know, feel what you want to feel. So
I'm actually looking at the event. So there is a silent party, an R&B silent party tonight at TV. And it starts at 10 o'clock. So I wouldn't mind going to it. I don't know what plans anyone has for me later on this evening. But that is going on tonight. In addition to Noel Night at down in Midtown.
Silver bells.
Oh, goodness.
Silver bells.
And they've changed how Noel Night is because of the unfortunate shootings last year. So I think they've split it up where the museums are open during a certain time. And then you can go to Midtown to partake in the other festivities. And what else is going on tonight? And Maxwell is here tonight.
Oh, he sure is.
Pretty wings. See, we might sing for y'all, too. See, we sound good on the mic singing.
I forgot he was here. Yeah. I heard that song yesterday.
Yeah, Maxwell is here tonight. So, but yeah, so those are some of the things going on. So we'll be updating you with that, too. So see, some of the things that we'll be talking about, this is what I used to do on my blog. I used to try to, you know, tell folks about things going on in the city, different sales. Going on. I'm a coupon queen too, y'all. I love coupons. I don't like to pay full price for nothing.
Well, you really should like coupons the way you shop. I mean, Toya, okay, let me just say this. You know, this Curvy Cuties, we talking.
That's not right.
You know, we talking about a whole bunch of stuff. So I be at work. And Toya will text me, girl, I just got this.
That is just so wrong.
I'm just being honest.
But you know what? I do get my stuff on sale, though. I don't pay. But I like to share. I do shop a lot. It's sad. It's sad.
And she got a lot of stuff.
I do because it's things that I'll find and say, oh, my God, I forgot I had that. I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of stuff. It's unfortunate. But whatever. It's just me and Sassy and the husband. He don't shop like me. So I just take the slack for both of us.
You see, I'm being very, very quiet. I'm not gonna.
She shops too, y'all. I don't know why she trying to perp. Yeah, I said perp. I'm 43. I said perp. I don't know why she acting like that. She shops too. Yeah.
Okay, but look, y'all. Back to and I'm going back to hot spots around the city because I actually, not to say we can't talk about shopping, but at work, my team, we're having a holiday gathering this upcoming week, and we did have to find a spot to go to. So I'm like the team event coordinator. You know, I love doing events. So my boss was like, all right, get it together. And I did, you know, look up to see what other spots are hot as far as restaurants and everything. And some of them have been open a long time, like The Block, Selden Standard.
I didn't like their food.
You know, I haven't been there.
Yeah, I didn't like their food.
And also something called a Writing Company.
Yeah, they don't open to like 4.
They don't open to 4, yeah. But I did check out their menu and it seemed really nice. Yeah. and fun and someplace. Also a place called, I think, The Republic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so, across the street from, that's on Grand River.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Grand River. That's across the street from Beacon Park.
So want to check that out. Of course, you know, Townhouse is downtown.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Other places, like I said, I'm going out tomorrow. Other places around Wayne State Campus, things like that. So
where are you guys going? Did you all decide where you're going?
And we might go to the block.
Okay.
It just depends. My mama was like, oh, I don't want to go down there in all that traffic, but she's not driving.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But a lot of, you know, good things about, you know, the city that's popping. A lot of spots. So that was my two cents on that.
Yeah, they're opening up a free skating rink, too.
Oh, yeah. A pop-up skating rink. I saw that on the news. And I think I also shared a Facebook post, which is funny because I was like, I need to get back in some skates. And roll around the rink.
I have a brand new pair of skates in my closet. I don't know how long I've had those skates. I'm scared I'm going to fall because I haven't been on them in so long.
Let me tell y'all, she got them because they probably was on sale and they was cute. They probably
white
say
and pink.
Toya on them.
Nope, they don't. I should get that put on there, though. But they are white and pink. They're white because pink is my favorite color. They're white and pink with pink furry balls on them.
See,
real cute.
I used to have the purple ones.
Okay.
I used to go skating up at Wheels on 8 Mile and Myers back in the day. Every Friday after school, I need to get back to it.
I used to go to Royal Skate Rink.
Where is that?
Alter Road. And
Where is Alter? Oh!
Alter Road off of Warren.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We did used to go see Toyota on the east side.
Sure
off
did.
Of French Road.
That's right. Aw.
That's that CT love.
Yes,
bro.
Yes. But we, I wouldn't mind getting the skates. I'm just nervous. I'm scared I'll fall. And if I fall and break something, it'll take too long for it to heal.
Yeah, but I think it'll be good exercise. I'm going to try it.
That's what I want to do.
I'm
it
not
going to
necessarily
exercise.
Go to that pop-up one downtown, even though I think that's a great.
Maybe we should go to Kitty. Maybe we should go and skate with kids.
What?
Because so they skate slow. That's fine. They slow, though. See, you just go around with grown folk. They are whipping around and backwards skating. And up. I ain't nobody got time for that. We can go with the kids. We can go to a kiddie.
Yeah, that's
a kiddie
good
skating.
Suggestion.
Yeah.
And they probably still going to outskate us. But we just got to get back into it, y'all. We just got to get back into
they
it.
They might can help us and give us some tips and all that good stuff. So let's see what else is going on. I wish we had a call-in number to say, hey.
I know.
If you have anything you want to talk about, give us a call at...
You know what? I do want to say, I'm sorry, Toya.
Oh, no,
I
go
cut
ahead.
You off.
You all right?
You know, since we're talking about things, I heard Meek Mill's album.
Bae.
Let me just say this. I love all types of music. I love hip hop. And I was on the treadmill this morning. Yes, because Kirby Cuties eat. We got to, you know, trying to get healthy, y'all. I was on the treadmill. I was. And I was like, let me, because I saw some stuff on Facebook. And I said, let me turn on Meek Mill's, you know, went to my iTunes. And I am very, very, very impressed. Like, it felt like some, like, kind of old school hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could understand everything. It was nice beats. You know, it was clear. Mm-hmm. You know, not dissing, you know, our new rappers now, these little
what they call it, they call it mumble rap. That's what they call it.
Not this, and you know, it's a new day and age. That's what it is. But I had to give a shout out because I even texted my son, you know, like, hey, this his CD was kind of sweet. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, every song I did listen to. So that's good, you know. And I never was a Meek Mill fan.
I can't think of the name of the song, but there's one song that made me want to get up and just start smacking people. He started all low and mellow, then he just started getting all hype. I gotta think of the name of the song. I heard it yesterday and I was at my desk at work like all crunk. I said, I can't do this at work. I gotta think of the name of the song. Well, yeah, but that what's free?
Yeah.
With Rick Ross and Jay-Z?
Yes, that's the one. Yes.
Baby.
And I think that's what kind of, you know, took me back because I'm like, you got Jay on it, you got Rick. It just sounded like it was cool.
Jay-Z gave us the business.
Yes, he did.
He gave us the business.
Yes, he did. So,
oh,
yes.
God. Yeah, he was dope.
That I enjoyed it.
That was
I have
dope.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. So, But yeah, what I've noticed with myself, even driving in the car, and I laughed at myself earlier because I really, it dawned on me, like, haven't even been listening to, like, new music. I've been listening to The Groove. I have satellite radio. I've been listening to The Groove. I've been listening to Soul Town, which my dad, I used to laugh at my daddy when he was driving and he had satellite. That's the for real old school.
What channel was that?
49. That's
old
school. I've been listening to The Groove. I've been listening to Soul Town, and I've been listening to the Studio 54 radio, because they play they played a similar music to The Groove, a lot of disco music.
Jamming.
Yes, I was just listening to Donna Summer before we came. Yes, yep, they play that. Yep, exactly. I've been listening to those three stations for the most over the last 3-4 weeks. I turned to in the morning on my way to work. I listen to the Breakfast Club or whatever, but after they go off, I'm strictly satellite or on my playlist that I have on my iPad. But when I listen to satellite, it's The Groove, Soul Town, Studio 54, and they have a Silk station that you can only get online, which is all slow music, and they be jamming too.
Silk, like the group Silk?
But that's what it's called. But it's not their station, but it's called Silk. But you can only listen to it online. You can't listen to it in your car. They don't have it. Yeah. The Bomb. So I don't even really like to listen to regular radio, because these new rappers, I don't know what the hell they saying.
The beats be fresh.
But I don't know what the hell they saying. What? Who? Yeah, no, I can't. I can't. I can't. I'm 43, I can't.
That's why I had to mention the Meek Mill, because I was impressed and not going to understand it.
Yes, you can understand him. He's not a mumble rapper.
Right.
He's not a... Amigos or anything like that. I will say though, Amigos, I like their ad libs. Offset, I like when they be. I like when they do that.
You had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to say that. I like when they do their ad libs. I like a lot of ad libs. I can remember ad libs on a song quicker than I can remember a lyric.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
that's probably what gets the song kind of hyped anyway. Because you got those little ad libs and that,
all the stuff
that people remember.
Yep. And then some things that I might say. So it's what's the song that's out now? Oh my God. Who is it? Travis Scott. It's called Sicko
Mode.
And he always give me the loop. And he always so I know when he say that, but I don't know anything else that he say. I know that, and there's a couple of other ad libs. I think it's the loop. Don't stop, get it.
You know what?
That's all I know. I like the song though.
She know all those.
Yeah,
y'all.
I don't. Yeah,
stuff to get you up and moving and shaking.
That's it. But I don't know what he's talking. When I listen to that, and I say his name of the song is Sicko. Why is the name of the song Sicko? Well, I guess I wouldn't know if I knew the other lyrics to the song. So, but I don't. So, let's see. What else, Nancy? What else we got to chit-chat about?
There's so many topics, so many things to choose from. And again, y'all, thanks for, if y'all listening, thanks for listening to us.
And if you know us, make sure you give us feedback.
Yeah, this is our first show. But we got some stuff coming up, and we're looking forward to the next. So,
once we pop this cherry, we'll be fine.
What?
Well, this is the cherry. We're popping it. Yeah, this is the first one. Once we pop the cherry, we'll be fine.
And y'all, look, I'm the one who had the two shots of Tito's. She on her own natural.
Y'all know anybody know me, y'all know I'm crazy and I'll say anything. Mm-hmm. So, but once, our cherry getting popped, we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. We'll be just fine.
Fix the road.
Fix the damn road.
Yeah.
Fix the damn road.
The Democratic rally.
Yeah, we went to the rally and we saw our governor-elect and our past, and my president, Barack Obama. So that was cool. We stood in the freezing cold. But anyway.
Speaking of, Michelle's coming and I'm actually going to see her.
Next week, right? Isn't it on the 11th
Tuesday,
or something?
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. That's going to be an experience. I got to see Barack. Got to see Michelle. Might have some other good news to share about that whole experience, not for me, but somebody close to me.
I wonder what that
is. Y'all will see it, on Facebook or something.
Nice. I really hate I didn't get tickets, because I was like, I don't think I want to go, because I knew it was so much hype with it, and I know it's gonna be crowded. And the way that they were giving out the title, you had to get a ticket. So I was like, I don't think I want to be involved in that. But I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going now, but
it'll be other opportunities.
Yeah, you just take video and you can show me. Or go live if they let you.
Yeah.
Now, have you read her book yet?
Actually, I have not.
Okay.
I need to.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with somebody last week. They said the audible one is better.
Okay.
Because you really get, because she's talking, mm-hmm. and you get really that feeling. I mean, of course, the book is good, too. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I was also reading that she's going to be the bestseller of 2018.
Yeah, they said she sold, I forgot how many copies in like 2 weeks or so. She sold a lot of books. So, yeah, I think she is going to be a bestseller. But with talking about the audiobook, I've never purchased an audiobook. I don't know how I feel about sitting there listening.
And listening to somebody.
Yeah,
except for, remember when, what's his name? You go to sleep. What was the, he had the one, you go to sleep. And he was
Oh, Kevin Hart?
No, not Kevin Hart. The older actor.
Huh? Steve Harvey?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, goodness.
And he had that whole, remember he was reciting that
he would put me to sleep.
Book.
Yeah, he would
go
put
to sleep, but he like.
Yeah, that's why he did
cussing
it.
Cussing it and stuff.
Was it him? So, it wasn't Samuel Jackson.
Okay,
it was Morgan Freeman.
I knew it was one of them. It might have been Samuel
Jackson. I think
it was
Samuel Jackson.
I was now trying to say Sam. I was trying to say, what I couldn't think of his name.
I think it was Samuel Jackson. I'll listen to him because he cuss. I like to cuss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, yeah, I like to cuss.
Maybe. I think when you're doing, yes, you do. And audio, you know, you just got to make sure you put that emphasis in certain places and certain things. Like you're really telling the story.
But I don't know. See, and then, okay, I know how long it takes me to read a book. You read a book at your own pace. But how, I wonder what the pace is like when you're listening to an audio book. How fast, I mean, you know, and how long will it take to get through the whole book listening to some? I don't. I'd rather read where I know I got 250 more pages to go versus I'm listening to you and I'm like, okay, when the hell are you going to be done?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So you're going to get the audio book?
Probably not. Get the book. I'll probably get the book, but I'm glad it is audio. I don't know. Maybe it was something where I can listen to the audio and see if I like that before purchasing, you know, an audio book.
I mean, I'm sure a snippet, you know, I could do a snippet, but I can't have you reading 300 pages to me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But it just, again, depends on who it's from, too, and who it's.
I guess. Michelle, now, if she was Michelle cussing Obama in the book, I would probably want to listen if she was, you know, saying some stuff, but she ain't going to cuss. No. Now, Samuel Jackson, I listen to him. I listen to him on audio. That's just like listening to a comedian.
That's boss lady for
y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah. And I've been doing good because I think I've only said hell and maybe damn. So I haven't said any other words, but I do. And again, if you know me, you know that I like to use profanity.
Yeah. When we was in Key West. I'm going to bring it up. When we went on our high school reunion cruise in August.
25 years.
25 years, CT.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking and I was live. And me and Toya and our other friend Michelle, we walking. It's sun. I'm taping. And I'm like, yeah, y'all, it's hot. It's hot out here. Oh, you hear Toya in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck out here.
And I didn't know she was on live. And then when I went, I saw people laughing on her video. I'm like, what they laughing at? She said, because I can hear you. And I was like, oh, well, hell, it was hot. Man, y'all, I don't know if I had ever experienced that kind of hot. When was that? August.
Yeah,
and
it was hot.
We stopped in Key West. That was the first stop, right?
Yeah.
Man,
it was hot.
I mean, you for real, you know how people say you could boil an egg on the sidewalk? You for real could have probably boiled an egg. Fried an egg. There's it. You could have fried an egg and some bacon on the sidewalk. It was that hot.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I wouldn't mind going back down there to stay a couple of days actually on Key West, not do a cruise. Because it was very
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, it was beautiful.
The architecture was nice.
Yeah.
And just the vibe. I liked it better than going to Cozumel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, of course, Mexico, a different country.
Yeah,
but
they scare me.
Yeah. Key West was beautiful, but it was hot as AF.
And I got two pair of shoes.
Oh, my gosh. She did at the Coach store. They didn't have my size, y'all.
I think I paid, what, $80 or $70-something dollars for two pairs of shoes?
I did get a
cute
purse, though.
Yes, you did. Well, yeah, I got shoes. See, I had to figure out how the heck I was going to get the shoes back from on the plane because I think I was over. Was I over?
You was about over.
Yeah, I think I was over my weight limit on my bag. And I always overpack. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm. But we had
a
good time.
Yes, we
on
did.
On our cruise, our high school reunion, y'all, we were all a dope.
Yeah.
We had a blast. So,
we did.
I'm sorry. Just
me
a
did.
Great class. A shout out to y'all. I was on
the planning committee too. Yeah,
she was. I'm not gonna speak on that.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm a runaway child.
Yeah.
But we did. It was a great time. And I'm looking forward to the next reunion.
Yeah.
Trip that we had. Because we had a ball.
We had a really good time. You know, people say, I don't want to go out of town with people I graduated with 25 years ago. But why not? You know, that's one thing I will say. And as we said at the beginning, we talk about Cass because we love Cass. Yeah, we graduated college and all that. Yeah, that's fine and dandy. But our high school days, I think, is what, I don't want to say they defined us, that, but they kind of molded us to be who we are. And I think I think a lot of people feel that way. And the alumni are, we're just tight. Everybody that graduated together, you know, from Cass, it doesn't matter what year, everyone keeps in touch with each other. Everyone, you know, some group of people have bonds. It's just a beautiful thing. And that cruise just showed us how much of a bond that we have. Every year, I plan a Christmas gathering for us to go and hang out somewhere. Like this year, we're going to Lucky Strikes in Novi, December 22nd. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we know we've been doing that every year. For our 20th year, we had a 3-day weekend bash, which was awesome. That was awesome as well. But this trip, I think, really took the cake because people didn't get it. Well, I was going to say people didn't get into it, but that's another situation. But it was awesome. People, mm-hmm. Everybody pretty much for the most part got along. I had my first cigar. Did you smoke a cigar?
No, because y'all left me.
Oh, sorry. I had my first cigar and we're actually thinking about planning another trip for our 30th, but we want to go like
a destination.
Yeah, destination out the country like somewhere.
Australia.
So. Yeah, or Italy
or
something like that.
Is it the Maldives? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Or I heard somebody say Maldives, so I wasn't.
No. And it was another place.
Bora.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't go there without my husband.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because he would kill
somebody
me.
Somebody will be accompanying me, too.
Yeah, he would kill me if I went to Bora Bora with my classmates and not him. So that's our on our bucket list. That's the trip that we want to do is go. I just can't see myself traveling. I think it takes like 24 hours mm-hmm. to get there. My nerves bad, y'all. I'm going to say that a lot. I have bad, bad nerves. I don't have patience. My patients are just, they're frazzled. So I don't think I could last trying to travel 24 hours somewhere. You'll probably see me on the news. I'll probably be one of those people that they had to reroute the plane.
Kick off the plane.
Yeah, because they had to get me off because I was on there screaming and hollering or something crazy like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I had to take a sedative? Yeah, I had to take a pill mm-hmm. or something. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of, remember when I got on the boat? I thought I was getting sick and I took.
Dramamine?
Before we even took off, y'all, we were still at the dock. Before we even went to sea, but I just smelled the water on the boat, the seawater. So I was like, oh, my God. And I, like, popped a few. And they were like, you know, that's not going to work in a few hours when we actually do set sail. But I was good. I didn't get sick.
Mm, yeah.
I didn't get sick at all.
Yeah, so. That Dramamine is the bomb. I don't fly or get on a plane without Dramamine. I have to. It is the same thing. I don't fly or cruise without Dramamine because I'll get sick. I get sick in a car. If I'm not driving, I can get sick in a car. That's why I'm always driving because I can't sit in a passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's crazy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would get sick. Yeah, I get sick. So, but anyway, see, this is the kind of conversation we just be talking about something, every and anything, and yeah.
But again, you know, we're going to have some topics. I can't wait for our next one or next two.
Yeah, we have to figure that out if we want to do that for the next one. Or
we can do it for the next one.
I think that'd be dope. I know we got to reach out to a couple of people to see if they'll be interested in interacting with us on our new little Curvy Cutie podcast. But again, like we said, if you have anything you want us to talk about, if you want to come on here to promote anything that you're doing, your business or whatever, we're up for that as well. Mm-hmm. This will be broadcasted on their website, on Podcast Detroit website. After so many, we'll be on SoundCloud. She said we'll be on iTunes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be on various streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will be able to hear us and hear you if you want to, you know, share your business or what you do or what, you know, or whatever. just let us know, and we're open to you coming on and talking about whatever it is that you do.
Yeah, because we're all about helping each other out. I think that's important.
Yep.
And
we have to support one another.
Yeah, sharing is caring. Like, for real. Yeah. I mean, let's do that. Let's look at the positive and help each other, you know, build and grow.
We have to.
In this day and age. So I think that's another reason why, too, we kind of did the podcast, because we knew, you know, it wasn't just for our benefit and for us doing it and having fun, you know, because me and Toya can do this all day.
Right.
You know,
without
the mic.
Right. Without the mic. Right.
But, you know, it's just about, hey, let's do something new. Let's do something exciting. You know, let's bring people together and support and build. And like she said, you know, promote, you know, a lot of small business and business owners that got some nice stuff and things like that. And, you know, Toya and I are, you know, trying to do other things too. So that's why, you know, Kirby Cuties is here.
And I got a fun fact. When Nancy was just saying we could do this off the air, we normally start texting each other like 5-something, 6 in the morning.
Yes, we do.
In the morning. And with Tiffany, our good girlfriend Tiffany, she would be involved too. But I don't think we've been putting her in. I don't know if her schedule has changed. I don't think she get up as early.
She do.
She does. Yes. Okay. But we text early.
Early about stuff. Good morning. Yeah. Hey, did you see? You know, that's just what we do. I'm sure a lot of other people do that, you know, too. But, you know, we're excited. We're excited to be here. And we just want to enjoy life and talk about life and talk about, you know, what's going on. You know, it's not all about, you know, just fashion and social media and stuff and food.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what we like to do.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to have some more serious things.
And we're definitely going to talk about social media because I am on Facebook and stuff a lot, but I absolutely love Instagram. I find so much stuff on Instagram. That's why I have a shopping habit, because I find these boutiques and different stuff. But it's worse because of Instagram.
Look at her throwback pictures, y'all. Y'all see?
What throwback picture? What do I have on there?
That you post.
What I posted?
I'm just saying, in general, look on her page, y'all, her throwback pictures.
Yeah, if y'all want to follow us, we should give our social media out. So I do call myself Boss Lady. Well, actually, I really don't call myself Boss Lady. I inherited that name from my some of my old employees at work. They call me Boss Lady. My name is Toya, and you can follow me on Instagram at MSTOYA907. Is that my Instagram?
Uh-oh.
Or is it just Miss Toya?
It's Miss Toya.
Oh, God. I done gave y'all. Oh, no, it is. It's MSTOYA907. It is Miss Toya 907. So follow my Instagram. And once we get popping in here and everything, we'll be posting pictures and we'll be going live. I went live earlier on my Facebook page just to say, hey, we got this, you know, something's coming up. So by the time you hear this, you've already seen the video. So, Nancy, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram, and you know, people call me Fancy Nancy. They just started calling me that. I think I was at work, too, when people started calling me that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my email address has that attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me on Instagram, actually, at Nancy, N-O-N-C-Y, 1975. And shout out to Ms. Deneen Garrett, who is a coworker, friend, and a mentor, who gave me that name.
Oh.
And she started calling me Nancy.
Oh,
and
I thought it was a typo.
No, it's Nancy. She's the only one. Well, no, she's not the only one now. Other people call me Nancy, and everybody that she introduced me to, when I see them now, they all call me Nancy. So that's how I got Nancy. So at Nancy 1975.
So yeah, we are on social media a lot. Now we always sending each other DMs of some post or something we've seen, or again, if we've seen something fashion wise, we will send it to each other. We like consignment shops. We like high end consignment shops. We stalk those too.
Yeah. I actually went thrifting.
Did you? When?
Maybe a few weeks back.
Oh.
And it was interesting. And I've been to, you know, thrift stores before, but I have a friend who's a thrifter.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good time. You know, maybe I'll bring her on and she could talk about it, because she finds some really good deals. She knows the good thrift stores. I guess you could say the high-end thrift stores, too. But we went to, you know, the thrift stores. And I don't know. I used to go in thrift stores and I used to start itching.
Oh.
Because I don't know. I don't know. But this experience was kind of cool. So, you know. And I think that's what life is. You kind of just do things you wouldn't normally do or just try something new.
Yeah. And we're about that too. We love trying new things because, like I said, life is short. Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, oh, I wish I woulda, I shoulda, just go ahead and do it. You try whatever it is. Try it at least one time. It won't hurt. I promise you. Unless you're into that type of stuff, I don't know. That's your business. Yeah. But
now,
you know,
don't try everything.
But I mean, hey, it's your business. You know, you've tried it. You know, whatever. But try different things out. Don't just automatically say no. I'm not doing that. Try it. You never know. You might like it.
And don't judge another person because they try.
Right.
I think we all of us are guilty of judging other people. But
yes,
like Toya said, life is short. So to each their own.
That's right.
Don't judge. You know.
Do not do that. So. But yeah, I'm trying to see. What else?
I don't know. I think we're kind of...
I think we're dwindling down. So we're going to gonna close us out, I guess. Yeah,
wrap it on up.
Yeah. So this was enjoyable. This hour did go by fast once we got into it. Once we get to talking, we just... Everything just roll like how we normally do when we're out and about having
That's
a drink.
Right.
Like we're about to go do now. So
I'm going to have me some apple juice.
Well, I'm not. So,
like.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Again, we're going to probably do this once a month because our schedules are too crazy to try to do it once a week or anything like that. So, reach out to us. Let us know.
Yes.
How you liked it, how you enjoyed it.
And definitely be on standby because we will be getting in contact with some of you all.
Yes.
So you can come join the Curvy Cuties.
Yes, yes, yes.
For the next show and the show after. So hope you guys have a wonderful evening, day, holiday, because Christmas is coming up.
Yes, it is.
New Year's.
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you soon. We'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. Smooches.